Welcome to Joystick and Mouse, gaming news and reviews. My name is Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. Of course, I am joined by two fine gentlemen. To my left, I have Tim, a.k.a. J Dime. Say hi to the nice folks at home.
How you doing?
And Don, a.k.a. Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
All right, we're here to share some news with you. Before we get into that, gents, what's going on in your lives? Anything fun, anything interesting you want to share with the people? I mean, how are your fourth, your fourths? We're recording this on July 9th. Is today the 9th?
Today is the 9th.
The fourth eye?
The fourth. Yeah, sure. How did you guys celebrate your America Day? Do anything fun?
We did not. We stayed at the house and listened to the fireworks go off outside.
There's Don's old man moment of the show.
We actually live very close to a former Redskin who always puts on quite a show every year. So we pretty much can go out and sit on the back deck and
watch
fireworks. Yeah.
So, okay. Which former Redskin are you able to say?
I don't know if I should disclose his
location. All right. Don't worry about it. No, because you and I like are neighbors. So yes. I'm like sitting here like, no, that's always fun. How about you, J Dimes? What'd you do?
Me and William went down to see my folks in Hampton. So we had went to a cookout with my uncle's house and, just I kind of worked mornings and we went out evenings for the rest of the week. So we got back on Saturday.
Okay.
So yeah, we had a good little time.
Yeah, so father-in-law is a retired Marine. He flew Hornets and, you know, he was a fighter pilot. He was in Top Gun, not the movie, like the actual thing. And so he is now a flight instructor. He's retired, is just teaches people how to fly. And the company that he works for now is, they do helicopters and, small planes. So they had a whole demonstration at this like festival where they were like flying around helicopters. He ended up doing a flyover, nice. During the national anthem, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, old Bushead was there, so got to have some beer. They had a fun cover band. It was Aria's first time kind of like experiencing 4th of July. We didn't stay for the fireworks. Not that Aria,
how did she handle the fireworks?
Well, not that she would have, she actually didn't even have a problem when they were like, they were firing off rockets and stuff into the air. The helicopters were flying by. She didn't really have a problem with that. It was more so that it was getting so late that she was just more fussy about like staying up late.
From here, you should be able to see the fireworks at the country club.
Could you? Well, they did a big show on that. What was it?
It was actually the day before.
Yeah, the day before. It was a Friday, right?
Oh, they did it on Friday.
Saturday was July.
Wednesday was July 4th.
Oh my God, I'm all mixed up. That's so bad. So yeah, the day before. So on that Tuesday, they had a really good show. And Deanna and I could watch it from our bedroom. It was really cool. So that's what we did. We came home, watched fireworks as we drove down 66 to get home, and we were like looking at each side of the highway, and like a war zone or something was going off. It was fun. It was a good time. Hope everybody out there had a safe, happy Independence Day. It was fun over here, and we're back to talk about some news. So today, what is our news topic, Tim? Do you have it up?
Yeah, today's news topic is how Fortnite is ruining school children.
Ruining school children. Ruining that is a aggressive statement. Children. All right, so let's talk about this article from IGN. It says, where is it? Right here. Fortnite's popularity hasn't slowed down, and neither have the problems it's causing for children in school. Today alone, several local news outlets have reported ongoing problems with Fortnite and its incredibly strong hold it has on students. It's like it's some kind of drug. Like it's some kind of a addictive substance, which in some cases it could
be.
It is. Yeah, it could be. And gaming is. But it's just kind of funny to hear it like 20 years ago, it had been like, that marijuana, that dope is in your children's schools.
Or like Surge.
There have been scientific studies many times where the high that you get from gaming is exactly the same as
yeah, the being endorphins, addicted to all some the... drug.
You get endorphins and dopamine and the whole nine yards. It's exactly like being addicted to something else.
Yeah, and the school even performed a survey on whether or not it should ban the incredibly popular game. Older students ultimately voted in opposition to banning, and the school went on to warn parents the game is not suitable for younger children. And so here's actually my favorite part of this article is in the next paragraph. Another school went a more detailed route and banned Fortnite dances like floss and other emotes. The head teacher, Catherine Cox, went on to explain these dances were being used to surround and intimidate other children, and that Fortnite is showing obsessive and overactive behavior in students that play. So, yeah, let's talk about this for a little bit. What do you guys think about the effect that video games, let's start broad, the effect that video games have on kids? Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Go for it.
I think there's some really bad parenting going on out there.
Yeah.
Seriously. I think
that's fair.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Look, kids are going to be kids. If they are intimidating somebody else with a dance, if it wasn't a dance, it would be something else.
Everybody know what the floss is, by the way? Y'all know what the floss is?
Yeah.
It's a thing where they like swing their hips back and forth and they, you know what I'm talking about. Does Willie do it?
No.
Okay, good. If he does that, like take away God of War or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't ever let him do that.
Yeah. This is you have to manage your children. I mean, you can't let them play video games for 10 hours a day. You can't let, you know.
But the house is so much quieter when they play for 10 hours a day. Just going to throw that out there.
In some cases,
just
going
to throw that out there.
Well, and you have to know your kids too. You know, if you have to know if you know that your kid is susceptible to that kind of thing, then you don't let them play as much. You know, if your kid can handle it, you might give them a little bit more. But
I think it's all it's all subjective to whatever your kid can handle. Certainly. J-Dimes, what's your thought on this whole thing?
I mean, I do think, you know, all things in reason and moderation. All things in reason or moderation.
There you go. I couldn't hear you for a second.
I think, you know, I guess you do have to know your kids. Video games, especially the online variety, have sometimes, you know, they take on the more negative characteristics of social media. So, you know, I think you have to be careful of, you know, who your kids are playing with. You know, if they're finding randoms out there, like, you know, you kind of have to just be mindful of, like, what they're ingesting. But I think sometimes the issue, like, especially maybe with Fortnite, is just, like, the overstimulation.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, your mind just is always working at this breakneck pace, because I watch Fortnite and I get dizzy. It's like, I can't deal with everything that's going on in that game. So I have to imagine that, like, somebody who's playing a lot of it is, like, their mind is just...
It's very stimulating, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then you get to a point where, like, you're in school and you need to bring it back down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that could be an issue. And now these kids can have, you know, phones in school with them. So you just never know. Like, is the kid playing at lunch? Well, like, what?
Right. Yeah. Know, and it's mobile. It's a mobile game.
Yeah, there's that aspect of this, though, that is different. There's a mobile client for this game, too, that kids are playing at school. And that probably should not be allowed.
Actually, let's talk about that. Accessibility to these games. You know, we're all parents here in different phases of our fatherhood experience. I'm sitting here with a one-year-old upstairs watching Moana right now, which I can kind of hear right now through my headset.
Was it 975th time?
At least.
Yes.
At least.
Tim? It could be worse. It could be Frozen.
We've watched them Frozen. Or I mean, it's not
constant. Or The Lion King for God.
Was that your? Was that
oh
your?
My God.
I love The Lion King. I still love The Lion King.
Do you?
Oh, no. If I hear I Can Remember one more time, I'm just going to puke. Oh, my God.
Such a wonderful face.
Stop it. Stop it.
What was your thing that Willie did?
He really for a long time was more of a Minecraft player. And I didn't understand because I would watch him play Minecraft and want to take a nap.
It's like, very...
That music would just...
Cerebral. It's a very cerebral, it's a cerebral sort of game. Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, listen, if your kid wants to spend 10 hours a day playing Minecraft and building things and like building a world and imagining, like, I think that's different than if your kid spends 10 hours a day playing Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah,
I think there's sort of a learning thing component that goes with Minecraft.
You know, yeah, if you that's look at the exactly thing, right.
I think Fortnite is like, it's either number two or number three. I think Minecraft is still the number one, well, no, probably number two online game. I guess WoW is probably still number one. Minecraft maybe number two.
You think shoot, I don't know.
One? I think Minecraft is number one.
Okay, yeah. I would have thought WoW. But, and then Fortnite isn't that far behind, you know? But I think the thing with Fortnite is that it doesn't have any of the real like intellectual benefit that you get out of building in Minecraft or strategizing in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like
there's also like a social aspect to WoW I think
I heard a developer thing from WoW and their concept with WoW is they want you to make a series of 1 to 2 second decisions all the time.
That's the concept of WoW.
Yeah.
They want you to make a 1 to 2 second decision about what to do next.
And that keeps the adrenaline going.
And that keeps the adrenaline
going. I'll tell you what, like when we would raid, Don and I met because we were in a raid group together that I started and we were and we just also happened to be like living down the street from each other. It was really weird. So we've been in touch ever since. Now, I could tell you when, and maybe it was because I was leading the raids, but like I couldn't fall asleep for like an hour after we'd finish.
Oh,
it was just because your mind is going a million miles an hour and you're thinking, I should have done that thing to kind of like move a second earlier so that thing didn't hit me and kill me. There's constantly that sort of. So like I get the stimulation. It's probably this a similar stimulation that kids are feeling with Fortnite. But let's talk about the accessibility thing. We kind of glossed over it a little bit, but I have the 1-year-old upstairs. You have Willie, who is like
13
going on 30, with how like tall he's getting. Don, your kids are in their 20s.
Yes.
So, accessibility, and I can say at least from when I was in high school, the most accessible thing I had was my TI-83 calculator where I could play
Drug Wars.
No, it was like a space shooter.
Oh,
what was it called?
Not Snake.
Write in. If you guys had a TI-83 calculator, write in joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Tell me the name of that like spaceship game. It was like Space Invaders for the calculator.
TI-81.
Oh yeah. You see, you didn't live.
Yeah, no,
you didn't live.
I had like the old school blue and gray square. I never made it up.
Oh, but
to...
even Snake. Remember Snake?
Snake was on the...
she was like on your cell phone, on your flip phone.
Was on the old Nokia. Remember the Nokia cookie?
Yeah.
Not cookie. Did those things... Candy bar phones?
Yep.
Everybody had those.
So that was about as accessible to video games as we had back then.
I never really played anything on my calculator. But I was addicted to Carmen Sandiego. Like middle school and high school.
Did they have like a game on the computer that you could play?
So how I worked this out was my mother would drop me off at the public library in the summer. She'd like drop me off for a couple hours and you could go in and they had like maybe 10 old like Apple IIe's, I think is what they were. And you put your name on the list and what game you wanted to play. And when your name came up on the list, you could come up, get your game, go play. And I would work in, you know, maybe 2-3 hours in a sitting and just play Carmen Sandiego. I would still pay good money right now for a good port of Carmen Sandiego.
Dude, I'm sure you could find it.
Listen, you know, I used to go into like Target and you know how they have like the old school games. Uh-huh. Like I'd buy the disc. They just never quite ran right. But I'm hoping
you could,
like
since, you could find like a like an online.
I might be able to find like an emulator. They got an emulator.
Yeah.
They did like a new one for the phone. It wasn't.
Didn't do it for you.
No. But they're making a show.
Yeah.
With Gina Rodriguez in it
from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, Jane the Virgin.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that maybe that'll pump up some interest and we'll get a new new Carmen San Diego game.
Love it.
Yeah. My kids are old enough that they didn't really video game. The phones weren't a thing. Didn't really have to worry about the phones.
Okay.
And video games was GameCube was right around middle school. So there was
they were still plugged to a TV at home. Yeah. They didn't really. So the most I had was I would maybe sneak away to a computer in the classroom and go look up some kind of thing on, you know, World of Warcraft or something, because that game is so old. I was in high school when I started playing that game.
Wow.
That just puts things into perspective here. But anyway, so Tim, this is like, Willie's in the thick of this.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you deal with this sort of stigma with video games and school and the distractions?
Well, does Willie have a cell phone?
He does have a cell phone.
A smartphone?
Mm-hmm. He has an iPhone 5 SE.
Okay.
So he really wants to get something bigger. But, he doesn't play a lot of games on his phone. He watches a lot of YouTube on his phone, sometimes of other people playing games. Even on weekends when he does tend to play a lot of games, he doesn't lock into anything specific.
Mm-hmm.
Gary's Mod.
Play some Overwatch,
Minecraft,
right?
Sometimes, yeah. So. He does play some Overwatch.
But it's not to the point where he's got to like consume it all the time like some of these kids with Fortnite. They got to constantly consume the Fortnite.
He'll rotate on and off. Like this weekend we got back and, you know, Sunday, you know, he hung out with us most of the day. Didn't really play a lot. Now, sometimes if he's got like friends, like one of his really good friends from middle school moved away. And is in Ohio. So now, you know, like if, you know, Carter jumps on and is like, hey, let's play. I mean, he could go for hours.
Really?
In those spurts.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, he does a pretty good job of policing himself. And he'll get bored and want to come do something else or watch a movie. Or he may veg out on YouTube. He vegs out on YouTube sometimes more than he vegs out on gaming.
Oh my God, doesn't everybody? Yeah. You get down that rabbit hole.
He just goes down a rabbit hole.
That rabbit hole's really easy.
That's my problem with Facebook. Facebook has that thing where like I'll start watching a movie or a video or whatever, mm-hmm. and then it's like queuing up the next one, 5, 4, 3, and I just like 3 hours later, wait, what the hell just happened?
So I've got my guys that always give me the weekly vendor resets for Division, so I always watch those guys.
Okay.
When I was playing Breath of the Wild, I had a guy that I would always follow for Breath of the Wild. And
I still haven't finished that game.
I haven't finished it yet either.
Really, I really want to play.
I don't have a Switch either. So,
but you have a.
I have a Wii U.
You have a Wii U.
We have it for the Wii U.
I just haven't finished it.
Me neither. I'm in the same boat.
You really should. You really should. Oh, play.
Is it okay? Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
We're nice. Kicking around getting a Switch.
It's great.
This is going to be part of my. So I have a game to review a little bit later. We'll get into it. But anyway, okay. So it reminds
and
me.
And there's our tangent.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild. Anyway, so video games in schools distracting all the kids. So this isn't something that you deal with Willie.
School, I don't think. I don't think
he's not distracted.
No, he's actually really good about turning off his phone.
Good for him, man.
When he's in school,
I knew that. That's tough for kids.
Yeah.
No. What do you think that attributed? Like, what is that attributed to?
He don't want to get his phone taken away.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Yeah. I didn't know if like he just
either by me
is
or
very
by the
disciplined
school.
Or yeah. Okay. Well, I mean that is a form of the discipline taking effect, right?
Yeah.
Now we have had those issues in the past, not necessarily amount of time, but the attitude of when it's time to quit.
Oh yeah.
Being. upset about it.
I
had to limit my youngest son's Call of Duty time because he would get really upset and mad and angry. And
Call of Duty will do it to you. It'll bring out the worst.
Brings out the
playing
worst
the multiplayer games.
Oh my God.
That's why I stopped.
Yeah, can't.
I don't tend to get angry playing the Division. I mean, I used to get mad
some of those
playing Call of Duty.
Some of those environments are really toxic.
They are. No, really, and that's
Call
and that's
of Duty's
fair.
One that's pretty bad.
There's a really good, I'm just going to plug the DAT Chronicle real quick, because if you go to thedatchronicle.com, look for an episode called Gaming Antics. I had Omar, who's a returning guest there. He's a buddy of mine who owns an escape room in the area. He was explaining how his boys, who are kind of in the prime of this age, Fortnite, they love Fortnite. They do the floss dance and the dabbing and all the other things these stupid hooligans kids do. There's my old man moment. The youngest guy here, and I just threw an old man moment out. And he talks about how he's had to kind of limit his kids to the with the games, especially when you throw a controller. Okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Yeah, like, we've had that.
Hey, it's gone.
We haven't had any controller throws.
Ooh.
Man. Oh, we've had controller throwing.
Oh my god. If I'm just thinking ahead now, it's like getting my blood boiling. If Ari ever threw a $60 controller, oh my god.
Oh, by the time she gets to play though, they'll be 100.
So. Yeah, bingo. Yeah. Inflation. Ugh. So go listen to that episode, thedadchronicle.com. The episode's called Gaming Antics. So I think what it really comes down to with this topic is how you kind of manage your kids. I don't think that. So I'm fundamentally, I'm not a let the school raise your kid sort of guy. I kind of want to take a little bit of responsibility for how my kid is raised. I don't want the school to control. You know, I guess let the school decide what they're going to decide. I don't think it's necessary for them to be like, hey, no more doing that floss dance, kids. That's a bad thing. That seems silly to me.
I think parents need to be plugged into what their kids are doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know that your kid is playing Fortnite, go out and learn about Fortnite. You don't have to play it, but go out and learn about it. Know about it. Read about it. Know about what they're doing.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that, Tim? Anything else?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, Willie will come home and say, hey, I want to play this. And I'll, jump on my phone and I'll go look at, the ESRB rating and figure out why they rated it. We don't fully ban him from
how many boobies are there?
Right. But there are games like he's just not going to play. Like, we don't let him play GTA.
Yeah.
And I've made GameStop plenty of times.
That's probably a good call.
I won't play I'm not sure I'm old enough to play GTA.
there's some bad stuff in GTA, man.
Some pretty rough stuff. I wouldn't let him play
GTA.
It is
Metal Gear Solid 5 because I didn't like the dynamic of Shadow. And I didn't think, he really needed to see that at his age. So
what was that again?
Shadow was kind of like the little sniper helper that he has, but she, she's very hypersexualized.
Oh yeah. Yes, well, that's those games.
There's some things I don't mind. Like, I let him play COD. He played Halo at a young age. He, I've let him start playing some Gears,
As long as you tell it, as long as you put into the context, as long as you always have that conversation about this isn't real. This is a video game. They're not really people dying. Yeah. War, real war is horrible. It's an awful thing that real people die. Yeah.
And I have a friend of mine whose husband is a service member and he won't let his kids play those types of games, for that very same reason. It's,
And I absolutely respect that.
Yeah. 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 No, I get it.
Very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think you just have to be plugged in to what the game is. And I think you also have to be mindful of your child's personality and notice if there are any changes that come along with them playing a particular game.
Do you know how many times I've been standing at a GameStop or Best Buy or something? There'll be somebody will come in with their kid. Their kid is 6 or 7, and they want to play Call of Duty or Battlefield or something. And I'm like, no. You can't let that kid play that. That's, and they're like, oh, he wants to play this game. I'll buy it for him. I don't care.
Yeah. We stopped to GameStop on the way back from Hampton this weekend, and I had like a buy two, get a third free for pre-owned games.
Sure.
And I was looking for like some PS4 games. So I picked up Until Dawn.
Until Dawn? Yeah.
I picked up Until Dawn, MLB,
The Show. How is that? 17. Is that good?
Haven't started playing it yet. And what was the third game I picked up? Oh, Street Fighter V.
Okay.
You know, and I just said, you know, I'm for my PS4, like, I'm only going to get PS4 exclusives. The bulk of my game, and it'll still be on the Xbox One. And the guy looked at me, and I guess he thought the game was for Willie. And he was like, you know, just so you know, this is an M game, and here's, and I was like, it's fine. The game's for me. It's not, not a problem. But, I mean, I've seen parents, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I certainly agree. Like, that six-year-old playing Call of Duty, something like that, irresponsible. At the end of the day, it's your kid, right? You break them. Just don't let them break my kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know your kid.
Yeah.
Whatever responsible way that you want to raise them is fine by me. Just don't let it hurt my kid.
Yeah, don't let it rub off my child.
Yeah.
And you know, Willie has always been like, he couldn't play Grand Theft. He had a friend who could, and like, he'd go over, and sometimes his friend would be playing it, and like, well, I can't play it, so, you know, whatever. And I remember his sitter was like, hey, Willie said he's not allowed to play this game. He was like, yeah, no, he's not allowed to play. Do you know what's in this game? And so then we told, she was like, oh,
yeah,
maybe he shouldn't be playing this game either. Like, this.
Even I'm uncomfortable with some of the stuff that's in that game. That's, it's.
Wait, which game? Which game?
Grand Theft.
Grand Theft Auto,
That game's rough.
Yo, lots of boobs. Lots of boobies, lots of sexual stuff, lots of violence in a lot of really terrible ways.
Yeah. Yes.
Gang violence, like, it's. Language out of control. I'll be sitting here like, I need to just take a break. Like,
I feel dirty. I need to shower.
I kind of feel like I just like, I need to go pray or something.
And so, as popular as that game is, I often wonder, was like, did we really need all of that in a game?
Well, you know, it goes along with the theme of, like, people don't have to play that game.
That's true.
Right? Like, people can totally just avoid playing a game like that. Us included. You know, I played through that game. I played through the storyline. I've seen every little terrible nick and cranny of that game. Nook and cranny. Nick and cranny. Well, there's probably...
Pun intended.
Anyway, so there is a lot of bad stuff there. But at the end of the day, it was... I approached it in the whole mindset because of the way I was raised. Hey, this is not a responsible way to live.
No.
By, you know, doing these acts here. And
I have bought every one of them, and I do have played through every one of them.
And you know what? At the end of the day, it was a fun sort of experience because I think that game captures what is terrible about American society. Not the right thing for a kid at a young age who is trying to learn what society is about. Not a good idea for them to play that sort of game, certainly, as they're finding themselves, hormones are going, things like that. It's probably not a good idea. But, you know, if you're an adult looking for a really funny view into a satirical, oftentimes violent view into American society, go for it, because it is a blast if you want to see that. So that's that conversation. If you guys would like to chime in on the topic of how video games are corrupting our kids, email us, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. All right, so we have a gaming spotlight for this week. Did you guys have anything that you wanted to talk about? I think, Tim, you had something. Didn't you have something?
Yeah, so I've been playing, you know, as I said earlier, I have a Nintendo Switch. And so,
we got to let the sound bite go here for a second. We got to let the sound bite go. Hold on.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed. I'm surprised.
So, I've been playing Mario Kingdom, or I think, was it Mario and Rabbids?
Oh, okay. Battle? Right. Okay. I saw your note about that.
Yeah. So,
okay. Cause I was thinking about talking about, Horizon Zero Dawn. Because I'm finally kind of like getting into that, but I can hold off on that until
I haven't started. I mean,
then you know what? I'm going to hold off on it, start playing it. And then I actually want some context.
Okay.
You played through it, Don.
What?
Horizon Zero Dawn. Haven't you played Horizon Zero Dawn with Aloy?
Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's hold off on that conversation. Okay. That'll be next week.
Okay, I'll start playing.
I'll try and finish it this week.
I haven't finished it, but I'll hold off on my thoughts. Tim, let's talk about your game.
Okay. So Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle is a strategy game for the Nintendo Switch. I think maybe somewhere along the lines of a family-friendly XCOM or Halo Wars.
I love everything about
like
that.
You like XCOM, don't you?
Oh, I do. God, it's something about it just does it for me. You don't like XCOM?
No.
Oh, come on.
I never played it. I didn't get too far into XCOM.
Oh, it's just...
But I
love strategy, micromanagey sort of things like that.
Yeah, see, I hate micromanagement.
Do you?
Yeah, just give me something to shoot.
On that level, I usually don't like micromanagement in video games. I'm a responsible manager in other regards of my life. But I enjoy video games like that where I'm controlling a squad. And, like, telling them where to go and what to do.
No, it's really weird because that one didn't grab me, but something like Civ 6 or something like that, I absolutely love.
So you like it on that more high level...
Yeah, I need to gather resources and build a kingdom and send the armies here.
But this is like... So I'm actually really excited for you to talk about this thing.
Yeah.
Because this is a game that I've had my eye on, and I don't have a Switch yet. So I'm really eager to hear. Do you like it?
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. I had absolutely no interest in playing it. But back in the summer, we were in New Jersey visiting my sister, and there's this place called Yestercade where it's full of old school cabinets. And in addition to the cabinets, they have about 4 big screen TVs set up where they have on each TV pretty much every console ever created. I mean, you can just go through and pick which you want to play. Hmm. So we saw the game and I said, I think it was on sale that weekend. And I told Willie, I was like, oh, let's just try this out and see how it is. And I wasn't really expecting to like it, but he's always been a big fan of Rabbids games. So we sit down and I start playing it and I'm like, oh, this is actually really good. It's kind of like chess, you know?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, That's why I like chess.
Yeah, it's kind of like chess. Yeah. It has some RPG elements because you have kind of a skill tree that you can choose where to add, and you have a team of players when you start, and you can kind of improve those players as you go along, but you walk through this world, the Rabbids world, and you encounter battles where you have so many turns to figure out how to complete, you know, a particular battle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, multiple ways that you can get through them. You know, you have teamwork options where, you know, you can kind of propel one of your players across the map with another player.
Okay.
You can do like slide rushes through your enemies, and then
it sounds a lot like, because they have some of that in XCOM. If it's this is right up my alley, man.
I mean, it in some ways it feels like Nintendo looked at a game that may have been more difficult and said, how do we make something like this that kids can play? It's kind of like Splatoon, right?
Sure.
You got a kid, they want to play an FPS, but you don't really want them to deal with the violence and language of a COD or a Battlefield or whatever. So there's Splatoon, which, you know, there's no bullets. It's basically paintball on a Switch. So it kind of fits a niche. And I feel that way about Kingdom Battle, where, you know, it's kind of filling a different niche for a particular audience that, you know, is looking for a more family friendly game. So it's a good game.
Good, man.
I mean, I don't know how far into it I am, but, you know, I multiple times over the last week, you know, I've sat down and I've said, okay, I'm going to get through a couple of these and, you know, just see how it goes.
Okay. And it's been pleasant. It's been a good experience.
Yeah.
It's awesome. A good game. God,
and now is the point where, like, if you're a Switch owner, the game's been out long enough that it keeps going back on sale. So I think you could probably find it brand new for $35.
Yeah.
And it's well worth the whirl. Nice. I would say, you know, if you buy a Switch and you're saying, ooh, what game should I buy? with my Switch, I would say first you buy Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
That's a must. And then, you know, Mario Kart is always a good party game. You know, you can't go wrong with
you
it.
You got it. Like, that has to be
like
part
the
of your
party
life.
Game.
Yeah. I was not a huge fan of Odyssey, although William loved Odyssey, and I know a lot of people that have played Mario Odyssey love it.
Looks cool.
You can borrow mine if you get yourself a Switch.
Nice.
But I think Kingdom Battle is something that, like, you really have to look at as kind of like a different type of game.
That's kind of a sleeper hit, I feel. Yeah. Like, because you don't hear people talking about it as much as, like, Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey, even Mario Kart. The thing that they're missing right now, and Smash Brothers, the thing that they're missing right now is a new Mario Party. Like, we need a Mario Party in
Mario
our lives.
Party is fantastic. There's something that was on the GameCube that we played, that the kids and I played all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's the best. The best party game. It is so much
fun.
What's
the premise of Mario Party?
So basically, you play as, you know, you just choose, like, you choose one of the Mario characters as, like, your, like, a figure for a game board. Okay. And so, like, it's like you're playing a board game, and as you land on different spots, after each turn, you end up playing a mini game, and then people compete in the mini games for the prize, and, like, you have to get the most number of stars after, like, 30 turns. Whoever has the most stars wins.
It's Nintendo Candyland. That's always the way.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I've always heard it described. Nintendo Candyland.
You work on each plot on the board does something a little different. Mm-hmm. You either get coins, you get stars, you get coins taken away from you, you get stars taken away from you. You can get randomized things that happen to different people. Like, Nintendo fucking gets it. Like, they totally get it. They know how to.
Proof that the popularity of a game is not tied to resolution. It's not tied to, having to have a shooter or action. You know, it's. People really do look for a good experience. Mm-hmm. They deliver on experience every time.
And they kill it.
They kill it.
Every time.
Oh, man, now I need to go buy a Switch.
Even, like, I have Street Fighter.
We keep kicking it around.
From my DS, my 3DS.
Wait, which one?
Street Fighter
4. Oh, Street Fighter 4. Oh, okay.
And it is a great way to play Street Fighter. Because what they did is they took out the difficulty of using the specials in Street Fighter. They use the second screen to give you, like, tappable buttons on the screen that you can use to pull off moves.
You know, I like that, and it's mostly because, a couple things. I get blisters real bad when I play Street Fighter, like, real bad. I don't know if you guys ever get blisters when you play a fighter. Oh, man.
Not a fighter. You need some control freaks.
I don't particularly care for fighting games.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
man. I feel like my fingers go raw because I tend to, like, grip things really hard. Mm. Also, that's the other thing. It's not really good for the controller. It's not good for my hands.
You need
but
a fight stick is what you need.
But that a what?
A fight stick.
Oh yeah, the
way
the actual
were intended to be played.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it's also like I don't think that it doesn't do anything for me to be like, oh, I landed that perfect movement of left down. Up square B, square root of 32, and then all of a sudden he goes Hadouken. That doesn't do anything for me. I like to have something fast paced where it's, you know, you're focusing more on, you know, overcoming your opponent. Like that's fun to me. I don't want to go through the puzzle of trying to maneuver.
I mean, Street Fighter's good for that. I could never pull off Zangief's pile driver.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin.
I mean, it was a ridiculous set.
I usually just push all the buttons and move around until the guy dies.
That's like in God of War. Kratos has all these specials. I know two. I know hit left, right. Got it. That one works. All right, I got that one. I got another one, you know, where you hit, you know, this and that. I never remember any of the he's got like 15 of them. I know two.
It's funny, man.
I've got to start that, too.
So many games, so little time. But if you guys do end up listening to this and playing this, what is it? The name of the game?
Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
All right. If you have a Switch, if you're playing that, and if you want us to play it, let us know. Joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Gentlemen, that's a show. Let's give a round of applause. All right. So let's see. Where can you find us? You can find me. You can. I usually stream every once in a while on Facebook.com/cross715. Diddy, where are you streaming?
I am streaming on Twitch. Diddy_AIE. DIDDI_AIE.
There we go. Tim, are you streaming yet?
Not yet.
Oh, that's all right. Soon. But you can also follow us on Twitter, joystick_mouse, right, Don?
Mm-hmm.
You
set that joystick_mouse at Twitter.
Yep, there you go. And we're also on Facebook. You can just search for Joystick and Mouse there. Gentlemen, thanks for the wonderful conversation. And again, people, write in. Let us know your thoughts on the show, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Everybody have an awesome night.
See you later.
Good night, all.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.